Maz Hakeem. Maz spilling the tea. A Virgin Radio 104.4 podcast. Download the podcast now.
So he's one of the most talented people in the UAE. He's a young and upcoming rising star. He's opened for people like Fifth Harmony, Pink, Katy Perry. He's won loads of talent competitions. He's Lebanese Canadian, and we are so proud of him. Welcome to Spill the Tea with Maz Danny Aridi.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
So you're originally a Lebanese Canadian.
Yeah.
I guess a lot of Arab parents, when you tell them that you want to work in entertainment, they're like, no, okay, you must be a doctor or a lawyer. How were your parents?
My parents were no different. It was very much, I wanted to get straight into music my whole life. Like as soon as I discovered singing and playing guitar and music in general, I knew that was something I wanted to do. But of course, describing that to your parents is difficult, especially if they're, you know, Arab or Asian.
Yeah,
it's difficult. So that was, I had to get a degree, and I went to Canada and I studied international business and marketing, and I did all that good stuff. And as soon as I got out, I think I lasted maybe less than a year in the corporate world over here before I did music full time.
Okay.
And I felt like I learned a lot from that experience, you know. Mm-hmm. So maybe it was a blessing in disguise, but
yeah,
for my parents, it was definitely, you know, get a degree, then do whatever you like. At least you have something to fall back on, you know.
Yeah, totally.
But my thinking was, it was always like, you know, there's risks in everything in life, so you might as well just risk it doing something you love, right?
Absolutely. And they always say you need to chase your passion first, your first love first, before you think about money or career or anything like that. You need to do what you love. And so I completely can relate with radio. I think my parents were like, what do you mean you want to talk for a living? You
know? Really? I can imagine for you, like, moving out here, was it 9 years ago when you got into radio?
Yeah. So I got into radio about 9 years ago. I moved to Dubai about five.
Okay.
And same sort of thing. My parents, you know, would much rather what they consider a stable career, you know.
Right.
But so I can completely understand. How do they feel now?
Oh, they're very happy now, very proud and very supportive,
yeah,
which is nice. And, you know, I think they're like that because at the end of the day, you know, they care for you. They want you to have that security and safety and, you know, reassurance.
Yep.
But once they see that you're doing something you love and you're putting out, like, great work, that adding value to the world that people appreciate, then, you know, the money comes and the financial security and all that. So, yeah.
And you're, most importantly, you're happy and you're satisfied, right?
For sure.
Because, if you're not in a place where you're doing something you love, sometimes, you know, you're not exactly your best self or living your best life.
Right, right. And I think people in general, they have this idea of, like, their ideal self, maybe, that is in this sort of position that they want to be in. And that's not to say that that can't be in the corporate world or whatever. You could be having a job that you love, and that's the main thing, is just to find your passion. And I think it's never easy to start, but as soon as you put out the best content and always stay learning and learning from every, you know, mistake, I think then you'll be fine. The illusion is kind of thinking that you've learned everything, you know.
Yeah.
So, like, maybe 2 years ago you had a belief or a thought about, you know, your career or whatever it is, and you look back on yourself now and you're like, wow, how was I thinking that? You know,
yeah,
that's completely wrong.
Totally.
And the mistake, I guess, or fallacy would be to be like, okay, I know everything now, which obviously maybe 2 years from now you'll be talking about this and be like, oh, what was I saying?
So totally.
No. It's always a learning process, but as long as you do what you love, then it's good.
And you've managed to open for some incredible people.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me, who was your favorite? What was, like, a amazing moment for you?
Well, for me, there's so many great moments, honestly. I love to perform. Part of being an artist, it's such an incredible moment when you have that, you know, interaction and connection with someone from the audience. I've been to venues, honestly, where there was maybe three or four people singing my song, and then venues where there's 13,000, you know, when I opened for the Backstreet Boys, for example.
Wow.
That was really an incredible show, and got to sing my original songs. People were singing along in the crowd and clapping and all this. So that for me is a surreal moment. And I got to meet AJ backstage.
Wow.
He heard my set and really liked the music. So coming from someone, you know, I really looked up to them growing up. So
totally. He's a legend. Nice. I mean, the whole band is, you know, our Preeti Malik is obsessed with the Backstreet Boys. Like, she literally cries even when she hears anything about them. So that would have been an incredible moment. So my podcast is called Spill the Tea with Maz.
Okay.
So you need to spill the tea or give me some gossip or something on, you know, what happened at maybe one of these shows or anything you can give me a little bit of insight on.
Oh my God, there are so many stories.
Yes, this is what I want to hear.
I don't think it's safe on air.
Right.
I've had multiple things thrown on stage, some of which we can't mention.
But yeah.
Yeah, things happen at these events, especially when you're at a major festival concert when, you know, there's young people involved, there's maybe a
drink. You sound so old, such an old soul.
I know.
You're like, oh, there's
I'm
so many young people involved.
I'm trying to keep it really appropriate.
Yeah.
yeah, there's all sorts of funny stories. I mean, you can imagine what goes on, but It always depends on the crowd, I feel. Like, the demographics of the venue, depending on, let's say, if I'm opening for Guns N' Roses, it's a very different demographic than opening for, you know, a Post Malone concert, for example, where it's a much younger audience. And there's, you know, possibility of them being rowdy or whatever it is. So, yeah.
And have there been any restrictions, like, say, from their management? Like, you can't sing certain songs or you can't do this? Or, you know, because, I mean, even us before Red Fest or something like that, we are given a set of things we can't ask or we can't do, you know.
Right, there's always things like that, but it's part of the job, I guess.
Yeah.
Certain venues, certain locations, you can't mention certain topics, you can't say certain words and all that. But at the end of the day, you can understand it's either the request of the artist or, you know, to protect the people. If there's kids involved, you don't want to be, you know, saying bad words and things like that. So that's fine. It's something we just deal
with
on the way.
Yeah. So let's talk your new song. The music video filmed in India, Wanderlust, is just next level. You look like you're having so much fun. It's just produced so beautifully.
Thank you so much. It was such a great time. And we had this really good problem, which was we had so many scenes. It was so hard to choose which ones to include.
Yeah.
And the song Wanderlust, really, it's about leaving your routine. We talked about following your passion earlier. And I got the inspiration because I decided I need to take, like, it was a little summer break. It wasn't a year off or something, but I had booked one-way tickets and I had flown to a destination not knowing where I'm going to be next and just really went with the flow.
Wow.
I stayed in everything from, like, couch surfing to little hostels to hotels and Airbnbs. So I had a full experience, hung out with locals, traveled all around and wrote the song on that trip. And I knew I always wanted to film something in India.
Yeah.
And I felt like this really shows that and tells the story of the song, but also shows the incredible culture and people and the beautiful places there is to see. There's just so much to see in India. People are so friendly and happy. So it was great to be alongside Indians and experience their culture. And I hope the video, you know, showcases that in a beautiful way.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, it really does. Visually, I mean, the places you went, where did you go to Rajasthan?
I was in Rajasthan region.
Wow.
So up north, went to Jaipur, Jodhpur and Pushkar and a lot of places on the way as well.
Yep.
So there was so many, like, you'd see these little traveler villages and we just pull up on the side of the road where they have, like, camels and goats and all sorts of things, cows and monkeys and everything, really. So we just stopped there and we film with them, you know. So it was such a great experience. And I really wanted to showcase the beauty of the culture there. And one of the best comments I got was someone that lives in Jaipur said thank you so much for this video. You know, I live here, but I haven't seen or appreciated my city since
like
this
you've
video.
Shown
yeah,
it
exactly yeah. Like I so that's the best compliment for me, you know.
Of course,
that's when I'm like, ah, the job is done, so it's good.
Perfect. Well, we would love to hear it if you want to play it live, or if you'd like to play one of your other songs. We'd love to hear Wanderlust.
All right, so this is the acoustic version of Wanderlust. I bought a one-way ticket to somewhere. Where I'm going, I don't really care. 'Cause I need a change of atmosphere. Break my routine and just get out of here. Well, how about we go somewhere no one knows us? Call it wanderlust. Well, how about we go make a plan just to get lost? Call it wanderlust. Let's pack our bags and hit the road. Close your eyes and spin that globe, 'cause we're going with the flow. We'll make our plans up as we go. We'll only be so young, so how can this be wrong? Well, how about we go somewhere no one knows us? Call it wanderlust. Well, how about we go make a plan just to get lost? Call it wanderlust.
Yay! Woo! That was beautiful.
Thank you.
So I'm going to give you a few words and you need to make like just a 15-second song with the words. Are you comfortable with that?
We can try.
Let's try. We're going to go Virgin Radio, Song, Karak and Abra. I know they're tough. I'm going to give you like some time to think about it. It's Virgin Radio, Song, Karak, Abra.
Okay. I think we got something.
All right, let's do it.
I'm taking it slow with a Karak to go. I'm sailing on an Abra to Virgin Radio. There you go.
Make that sound so magical. I'm like I actually started believing it. I was like, oh, what a great song. We're going to do one more because I think that's very good. One more. All right. Yeah, it'll get your creative brain working. The next one is Maz and James.
Okay.
Live.
Maz and James. And
yeah.
Live.
Live, Dubai, and Driving.
Okay.
You can add like, I don't know, Karama in there if you want to.
Karama. All right, got a little...
Perfect, yeah. No,
little verse.
Great. Verses are fantastic.
All right, so Driving, Radio, Maz and James, Live.
Yes, right? Perfect, okay. Yeah.
Driving on the highway, feeling so alive. Listening to the radio, Maz and James playing live. There you go. needs a chorus at the end there.
Yeah, I feel like we need a chorus.
It's building up to something.
Oh, that was amazing. Well done. You're really, truly a massive star. Danny Aridi, where can we see you play live?
Thank you so much. Well, right now you can catch me live on the 29th and the 6th in Salt in Abu Dhabi.
Ah,
I'm doing
lovely.
An event there, yeah.
Fantastic.
And yeah, other than that, people can catch me online on YouTube or any streaming platform and on Instagram as well at Danny Aridi. It's DannyAridi.
Fantastic. And your website?
It's just my full name, DannyAridi.com.
Excellent. Yeah. Danny Aridi, we're so proud of you. Welcome
Thank you so
to Virgin
much.
Radio.
Thanks for having me.
Maz Hakeem. Maz, spilling the tea. A Virgin Radio 104.4 podcast. Download the podcast now.